Welcome to the Chick Show.
Wait, the what?
The Chick Show.
Chick.
Yes.
Okay, because it sounded like you said something else.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I'm Leanne.
And I am Grace.
Grab your favorite beverage.
And join our talks.
Yay!
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Chick Show. My name is Leanne, and I am here with Grace. We are together today. Hi, Grace.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
We are both back from spring break, and we have a fun episode for you today. We're going to talk a little bit about the Caitlin Clark Iowa Hawkeyes, what is happening in women's sports right now, which is just so fantastic. And I think as busy moms and wives and entrepreneurs, I think we can all appreciate that the landscape of the world out there right now for girls is changing, and it's so exciting. So before we get into that, we want to give you quick updates because we feel like we leave you hanging sometimes. We tell you what we're about to do and then we never tell you after it happens. So Grace, you're like fresh off of spring break. You just came back Saturday night from your trip.
Yes, literally just got back. It was such a nice trip. The weather was amazing. We had some few days of rain, so we kind of did some different things, which was kind of exciting. We actually, so we always stay in Isla Morada, but the days that the weather was not that good, we actually ended up going a marathon, and we found a really cute seaquarium that's sort of like a research seaquarium. They take care of animals that are sick or that people don't want anymore. That was really cute. We also found out a small airport, and there was an airport museum. We did some wakeboarding. So it was a really nice trip. Mixed with work, I actually ended up coming back one day to show the condo, the penthouse in Miami. But if you have been listening to us for a long time, you know how much I love my job, and that for me, if I ever have to step away, obviously if I'm out of the country, it's different, but being in the Keys is only a short drive back to Miami or even back to Parkland. And I've had to done that many times. So anyways, I felt like it was such a productive but family oriented trip. I always say that I'm so thankful and blessed that I really get to have a job that I really wake up every day and I'm like, how can I do this? You know, how can I be so happy, go away and work at the same time? And it's funny because in real estate, they say, if you want to get busy, go on vacation. And that is literally what happened. I ended up putting two deals under contract. I worked coming back. We had really good showings. So I feel good. I feel refreshed. And yes, we're going on vacation. It's very good when you're in real estate.
So funny. Well, yeah. We shared on our last episode or two episodes ago on how to navigate when you have a break coming. And so you were the fun traveler and I was the one staying at home. My oldest son had his tonsils and adenoids out. So that was our vacation. And I'm happy to report that it went well. It was a really rough recovery, which we knew it would be. He's 15. So they said that he would recover like an adult and not like a kid. And so he was in a lot of pain and it was his first time having surgery, having anesthesia, all of that. But he said that he can already breathe better. And so I'm just anxious to see how things change for him. He shouldn't be sick as much. He don't have to take medicine every day. He'll be able to breathe better. It should help him in hockey because he'll be able to have more stamina. So it was worth it.
Was it true what they say that it's a day or 2 days per each year of your age?
Yeah. So he's still not 100%. But it took him really, I mean, like 17 days before he could swallow without feeling any pain. So
Wow. Yeah.
So We had a good time staying home doing nothing. I don't know if he had a good time, but the rest of us did.
And were you able to catch up and do all those things that we sort of talked about on the last episode that you were looking forward to doing?
I did. I was in get crap done mode. So I did. I was up late every night. But you know those nights where you're up late doing stuff because you're just so productive. Like you're focused, you're motivated. The house is quiet. And so I did. I actually got every single thing done that I wanted to do. So that was good. It's nice to just know you don't have anything to do and like nothing can thwart your plans for the day because you can't go anywhere. You know, I had to be here to take care of him. So yes, I did. I was very productive. And so coming back to work after the break was so productive too, because my office was clean. I knew where everything was. I wasn't feeling like I was behind on things. So
that's always the
best break. I'm going somewhere. We are in the throes of planning our summer vacation right now. So,
oh, that's exciting. And what do you guys do for Easter? Do you celebrate Easter?
We do. We celebrate Easter. So that was the last day of our spring break. So we stayed here. One of my dear friends, her husband just passed away, sadly, just a couple weeks ago. So she came over and spent the holiday with us, and we love having her. So it was just a low-key day with ham and potatoes and that's Easter baskets and all of that. So, yeah.
That's cool. Oh, well, today, you'll be listening to, we're always recording a day early, but the eclipse is happening.
Oh my God.
Everyone's going crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So this is supposed to happen like once in a million years, right? So I remember it was the first day of Max's third grade year and we were having an eclipse and they actually delayed. Do you remember this? They delayed the first day of school because of the eclipse. And I was in the throes of like having little kids. So I was living for everybody going back to school so that I could have time to myself. And then they delayed it to the day. And it was like such a kick to the gut. I was so mad. I'm like, I can't, I hate the eclipses. I'm a daddy.
I don't remember it, but I do know we got an email from the boys' school that they're not going to do recess and any outdoor activities today. Like, do I need to be concerned when I go out?
No.
I have a showing at 2:30.
No. Isn't that what is happening? No. Do you walk around all day looking up at the sun? Like if you look at the sun on a normal day, it's going to burn your retinas out. But like, I can't. Everyone is so crazy. I mean, fine. Get your little kid's glasses, sit outside, look at it, whatever. But I feel like it's all I've heard about for the last couple of days. And people are seriously trying to cancel events and school and activities and all kinds of stuff because of the eclipse. Like
I saw people flew from other countries. And this morning I was watching Good Morning America and it was saying that it's generating like $1 billion because people are making hats and the glasses and the hotels and airline tickets and people are flying to places to see it, and there's all this merchandise that they're buying, and I don't know.
No, I'm going to get hate messages for this. But I'm like, this is the dumbest thing. Now, when it came before, it went right over Florida. Like, we were having the total eclipse.
Yeah.
So maybe people are going to where the total eclipse. I don't know. I just can't. I'm like, the amount of stuff I have to do this week, and I don't have time to factor in.
Well, if people get a little crazy, we know why.
Oh, my gosh.
Blame it on the eclipse.
Blame it on the eclipse.
And then I heard something about Mercury on retrofit. I don't know what's
retrograde.
Going on. Something like that.
Just what we need, like more craziness going on.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, everyone, this week. I hope you don't burn out your retinas looking at the eclipse. Make sure you have the little glasses if you're going to do something.
Yeah. The boys have some, but I don't have any. I might still steal one pair.
I think I'll
be okay. You're right.
All right. So let's get to it today. So for those of you that are sports fans, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. For those of you that are not, you have at least heard her name. And we're just going to do a quick update if you're wondering what the heck is going on and you've been living under a rock for the past month or so. So March Madness is the NCAA college basketball tournament, and there's a women and a men's division. And just to give you an idea, a couple years ago, the women's weren't even allowed to call it March Madness. The NCAA didn't even allow them to share the name of the tournament. And yesterday, the South Carolina Gamecocks beat the Iowa Hawkeyes to win the national championship. They are officially allowed to call it March Madness. And the South Carolina Gamecocks went undefeated this year. And the big news surrounding the game is Iowa Hawkeye Caitlin Clark. So Caitlin Clark has the most points in women's NCAA tournament history. And not only that, but she holds the Division I scoring record. She has scored more points than all of the girls and all of the boys who have ever played. She is shattering every single record held by the boys. Just so, even if you're not a basketball person, because I'm not, admittedly, I am not a basketball person. Probably going to get hate for this too, but I love sports, but I am not into basketball or soccer. And I just think it's because I grew up in Pittsburgh. It's a humongous sports town. It's like the identity of who we are, but we don't have those sports there. So I think I just grew up with football and baseball and hockey. So that's what I know. So I don't even pay attention to this stuff. And I have been glued to my television, not only for March Madness, but for the girls because of what they're doing. And just to give you an idea, Caitlin Clark broke a record that was set by Steph Curry when he was in college. A couple of weeks ago, she officially declared for the draft. So she is probably going to go number one in the WNBA draft, which is actually coming up on April 15th. So just think of what this girl has done. So on May 14th, the WNBA regular season starts. So at the time of us recording this, we're about a month away from the season starting. April 15th is the draft. So that's next week. And yesterday, Caitlin Clark played in the championship game. So what a month for her. But this is the power of how one single woman can change everything for everybody. Sometimes you think if you want to do something big or if you want to change the status quo, that it takes a whole bunch of people and a whole big movement. And Caitlin Clark is the perfect example of how a rising tide lifts all boats. So the other thing that happened in yesterday's game, because we're recording this Monday, so it was played yesterday, is that the viewership on this game, at one point, there were 17 million viewers watching a women's basketball game that previously wasn't even on ESPN. Like, you guys, they weren't even shown on TV. And 17 million people watched it on ESPN yesterday. And not only that, but it is the highest audience for any basketball game on record. So more people watched women's basketball, women's college basketball yesterday than the regular NBA finals. And it's because of what Caitlin Clark did, and it kind of trickled down to everybody else. So, Grace, did you watch it?
I did not, but probably we love basketball. Brayden plays, but I'm not sure what time the game
but
was.
You had a championship yesterday.
Yes.
An even more important one.
Brayden had, yes. In my world, it was the biggest championship. But yeah, he made it to the finals. He actually has been making it to the finals in the past 3 years, but they never won. So last night, they won. And it was so exciting. He was super, super happy. My dad came, and my mom, and Eric's mom. So we had our own little fan club. But I think, so I did not get to watch it. However, I've been hearing about her for a while. And I think it's pretty remarkable to see how the sport has evolved. And, you know, just to show other, in general, it's a good message for young people, right? But for women, to show that things are changing and you can pretty much achieve anything you want if you work hard, right? She's had to work hard to earn these. And it's just really cool to see the impact that she's making for the next women and the next generation. So it's a good message overall, whether you're a boy or a girl.
And Caitlin Clark was asked about her legacy in one of the pregame interviews, and the interviewer was alluding to the fact of like, what is her legacy going to be at Iowa? And she said that she hopes that her legacy, that it is, has nothing to do with who she is or what she did or the viewership or the stats or any of that. She says that she hopes her legacy is changing the sport for little girls, but aww, also letting little boys see that girls can do it too. And so there's all these pictures online at all of her games where there's these little, little elementary school boys that are hanging over the railings to get Caitlin Clark's autograph.
That's amazing. So,
another stat is yesterday's game was a sellout. 18,300 people attended that game yesterday, and they set an attendance record. But what I love about it, too, is that it's not just Caitlin Clark. So when I said a rising tide lifts all boats, because of what she did, it just put the spotlight and gave everybody else an opportunity to be seen. So there's another girl that plays for South Carolina, Camilla Cardozo, and she most likely will go number two in the draft. Most likely people wouldn't have known who Camilla Cardozo was had Caitlin Clark not done her absolute best. So right, it's like, if you just, you can't ever go out and say, I'm going to change my industry, or I'm going to break a record, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. Like, that might be a goal that you set, but really what it is that if you just go out and give your absolute best every day, and you be the best Grace that you can be, or the best Leanne that you can be, and you take those gifts and talents that God has given you and you put them to work every day, the end result is a Caitlin Clark type situation. But look what she has done for all of those around her.
I agree. It's pretty, pretty cool. So is this her last year?
This is her last year. So she declared for the draft. So she's leaving college and she will play for the WNBA. And wow, they're saying that they have already moved the very first game of the WNBA season to a facility that can hold more people, because they know how many people are going to show up just to watch her. But, right, but even think about that. Like, think about, there, that means that they're going to need more ushers, more concession workers, more parking attendants, more people will fly in. Like, people are flying in for the eclipse. Imagine what they'll do to watch Caitlin Clark. But again, like, it's creating jobs, it's generating revenue, and her being her best is impacting people that she probably never had that on her radar, you know, whatsoever. Right. So I think it'll be interesting to see how girls basketball grows, even at our kids levels, you know. Yeah, little girls now that maybe wouldn't have ever thought about playing basketball before are now going to start looking at their local rec basketball teams or playing for their high school basketball teams because they have seen Caitlin Clark do it and they're inspired by her. Yeah. So I think it's going to be so fun the next couple years to see what she has done in a predominantly male dominated sport, but all sports. I mean, it's fantastic. So if you haven't, even if you're not a basketball fan or a sports fan, you will be a fan of what Caitlin Clark has done and what all those girls are doing.
For sure. It's right been now. Super, super cool. I think she's changing the sport, bringing different awareness, because I do know that in the past, the amount of attendance, or like you said, people watching it, it was always more in the men's. Nobody really cares so much about the women. So the fact that because of her, now look at the viewing amount. And like you said, they're going to look at bigger stadiums. So it's just really changing and making a new path for the new girls or the new generation, and just bringing more awareness to the sport in the female part of it. So it's really, really cool. Girls rule the world. Yay!
The other thing that I noticed in watching this is there's another basketball player from LSU named Angel Reese, and she's really polarizing. She's very passionate. She's very animated. And she has made it in the news a lot as has her coach, Kim Mulkey. And so Kim Mulkey, if you don't know who she is, you have seen a meme of her, I promise you. She is the one that wears all the like flashy, colorful jackets and clothing. And there's a meme online that's like the kind of sports mom I want to be. And it's like just a normal mom sitting in the bleachers. And then it's like, but here's who I am when the game starts. And it's like this coach on the sideline, like kicking her foot and going crazy and like pounding on the floor. That's Kim Mulkey.
Oh, that's so funny.
Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark are kind of rivals. I don't necessarily know that they created that. I think that maybe the media has created that, but it just goes to show, and they will both be drafted. They are both going to go on to do amazing things. Even what Kim Mulkey and Angel Reese have done, like people had heard of them before they heard of Caitlin Clark, I think, and they started to bring the attention to the sport. And so again, a rising tide lifts all ships. So there's two women that, whether they're really rivals in real life or whether it's just on the court, it goes to show how having other women around you who are stellar at what they do, they may do it a little differently than you. They may have a different personality than you, a different style than you, a different way of going about it. But everybody's a winner in the end. And what that does too, those two having what they have on the court together have brought a lot of really positive attention. So women don't always have to be rivals. I think when it's men, you know, there's Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. It's no secret they didn't like each other very much and they played together. But when it's Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan, it's like, oh, but they're both so great. And, you know, they just kind of didn't get along. But yay, look at what they won. But when it's girls that do it, I feel like the media has kind of taken a hold of the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese story. And now they're trying to make it like, oh, look at the girls fighting. Look at the girls with their drama. Or when Angel Reese gets really animated and shows it, then it's negative attention. So when a girl does it, it's negative attention and she's lashing out and she can't control her emotions. But when a guy does it, it's look how passionate they are about their sport. And so we've come a long way, but we have a long way to go. And obviously you and I are not athletes, but I think we've both experienced that in our regular lives. You know, as girls, we can't be emotional. We can't be angry. We can't be outspoken. We can't be any of those things because it's just looked upon very differently. So it's bigger than the game of basketball. It's bigger than that championship trophy. It's really what they're doing for women everywhere to show that it is okay to be you and it's okay to behave like that. And it's okay to do the things and behave in a way and hold the thought patterns that for years and years and years have been reserved for only men. So if you have not looked into these women and what they are doing, like I said, you don't have to be a basketball fan to see what's going on here. I encourage you to check it out, read about it, teach your daughters about it. It's such a fun time to watch what they're doing. And whoever thought like these girls coming out of collegiate women's basketball would turn the world on its head. It's really kind of cool.
I know. It's really exciting. I'm sure Brayden knows who she is. he should, because he's pretty, into basketball. So, but we'll talk about it. Yeah, it's a good example, and it's exciting to see. So happy for her and to see what example she's setting for the next generation. So,
all right, you guys. Well, don't stare at the sun ever, and especially don't stare directly into the sun for the eclipse. Good Lord.
I know. Everyone stay safe.
Everybody stay safe, and we will see you back here next week on The Chick Show.
Yay. Bye, guys.